Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Yesterday, the federal government presented a draft for corona protection rules during autumn and winter. The regulations provide the federal states with a framework as well as options for enacting protective measures on their own. Starting in October, FFP2 masks will be mandatory for long distance and air travel, and masks and tests will be mandatory in hospitals and care facilities throughout Germany. Under pressure from the states, the federal government made concessions over exceptions to indoor masking requirements. The states will now be free to waive the indoor mask requirement for those who are fully vaccinated and whose last vaccination was less than 3 months ago. And this is also to apply to those who have recovered. In addition, the draft allows states to impose corona rules in several stages, depending upon the pandemic situation. In the first stage, they can order that masks be compulsory in local public transport and in publicly accessible indoor areas. Exceptions are to apply explicitly to those who have tested negative. Other exemptions are possible for those who have demonstrably recovered from COVID-19 and for vaccinated individuals whose immunization dates back no more than 3 months. If this is not enough to slow down the infection rates, the states can also eliminate the exemptions in a second stage by resolution of the state parliament. In that case, masks would also be mandatory at large indoor and outdoor events, and there would no longer be an exception for recovered, freshly vaccinated, or tested persons. For indoor events, a minimum distance of 1.5 meters between people and upper limits for participants could also be imposed. The Bundestag and Bundesrat now have to approve the new regulation. There is time pressure, however, as the current applicable regulations expire at the end of September. The new rules are to apply from October 1st until April 7th. Berlin-based e-scooter provider Tier is cutting costs and will eliminate around 180 jobs, or 16% of the company's headcount, most of them in the Hauptstadt. In light of the increasingly difficult financial environment for tech startups, the company will end its costly growth and expansion strategy of recent years and focus on the service's profitability. One reason is the increasing reluctance of investors to put money into tech and services startups. Services often benefited from the high demand during the corona crisis, and there was no shortage of backers. That has changed, however, with severe inflation and the energy crisis. In addition, there is political pressure in Berlin. The Transport Administration wants to tighten the rules for e-scooter providers starting on September 1st. Specifically, rental companies are to be expressly required to ensure that users park the vehicles in such a way that no third party is endangered, harassed, or obstructed. When parking the e-scooters on sidewalks, a, quote, residual sidewalk width of at least 2.3 meters must remain free. As can be witnessed daily in Berlin, foxes are no longer a rarity in big cities, and in the capital, they can now be found almost everywhere. Wildlife expert Sophia Kimming, who has been researching the life of foxes in the city for several years, explained that even in the meadow in front of the Berlin Reichstag, the chances of encountering the graceful animals with the mostly red fur and amber eyes are particularly good at dusk. And the, quote, permanent guest fox in the garden of Schloss Bellevue even has a name. Theo, after former German President Theodor Heuss, after more than 10,000 Instagram users participated in the naming process. Kimming added that according to estimates, between 10 and 15,000 foxes live in Berlin, but the absolute majority live covertly and unnoticed by humans. Per Dirk Ehlert, wildlife expert at the Berlin Senate Environmental Administration, foxes feed mainly on mice, but also rats and earthworms, and like to eat fallen fruit in gardens and people's garbage. He He added that larger cities are particularly well-suited as habitats because of their diverse structure. The fox doesn't necessarily need a lot of green space, but above all, retreats, such as vacant lots and fenced-in areas, as they are extremely good at finding places in the city where humans are not. The fox is also one of the few species in the city that takes the heat well, can withstand an extremely wide range of temperatures, and it meets its liquid needs mainly through mice. Per Kimming, the fox is the most successful land predator on Earth because it is so flexible. The biggest disruptive and stressful factor for the animals in cities are humans. Because their fear of humans is high, foxes often misjudge the risks, which is why they often retreat to supposedly safer but busy places like roads or railroad tracks, and often pay for this with their lives. The animals often live only for 1 to 2 years in urban environments, although they could actually manage 8 to 9 years. Claudia Harnish from the Wildlife Hotline of the Nature and Biodiversity Conservation Union, or NABU, said that problematic incidents involving foxes are extremely rare, and the cases she knows of from the past 20 years, she can count on one hand. And they're all due to human error. For example, a human picking up a fox and then wondering why they were bitten. A biologist from MITA found a black scorpion in his apartment. He was able to capture the animal in a box and then contacted the Animal Collection Center, the fire department, and the police without success. The MITA district office was finally able to help him. An employee of the Environmental and Nature Conservation Office picked up the animal and took it to the zoo. Scorpions are not native to Germany. They live mainly in tropical, subtropical, or desert areas. The venom of some scorpions can even be fatal to humans, but this is only the case with a few species. How the animal could get into the apartment is still unclear. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.